NBAA's opening speakers make the case for BizAv. Embraer announces a sale to a Chinese lessor. And Eclipse announces production of all new planes is restarting. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast and welcome into the Las Vegas Convention Center. Here's what's up at NBAA 2011 for Tuesday, October 11th. The exhibit floor officially opened at 10 a.m. yesterday at NBAA here in Vegas, but things started earlier in the day for the media in attendance and for the NBAA staff. At a 7 a.m. media breakfast event, NBAA gave out awards to media which have best furthered the mission of the organization, and then NBAA President Ed Bolin was joined by Gamma President Pete Bunce on stage to talk about the political headwinds facing business aviation. Bunce mentioned the rhetoric from Washington over the past year and all the negative comments from President Barack Obama, who Bunce pointed out does his traveling in an especially large and nicely appointed personal jet. He also played a series of clips of TV news appearances by himself and Ed Bolin, associated with stories about user fees and accelerated depreciation. Then Bolin took the mic and noted that while President Obama uses his bully pulpit to bully the industry, things are not so bleak over on Capitol Hill. He noted that 1 in 4 members of the House and 1 in 3 members of the U.S. Senate have joined their respective general aviation caucuses, stepping up to be identified as supporters of the industry. After the media-only session, the opening general session of NBAA 2011 featured comments from U.S. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat who's also the state's former governor and has been a pilot for 44 years. Also speaking were FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt and NTSB Chair Deborah Hersman. None broke any new ground with their comments, but the final speaker, John Deere & Company Ag & Turf Division President Dave Everett, related a dramatic example of the value of business aviation. Everett noted that in the last 12 months, he's flown 175,000 miles and visited more than 20 countries to meet with clients in developing nations seeking to boost farm productivity through modernizing the machinery to meet the needs of rapidly growing populations. He noted that in the month of June this year alone, he visited India, South Carolina, 4 cities in China, and 4 countries in sub-Saharan Africa, and was still able to be home with his wife every weekend that month. Everett challenged attendees to do anything like that using commercial airlines, then summed up the John Deere Flight Department by observing, quote, "For me, it's the closest thing I have to a time machine," unquote. The session closed with surgeon, philanthropist, and former U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist receiving NBAA's 2011 Al Ualchi Award for humanitarian leadership. We may get used to seeing this in the future, but this was my first time. Yesterday, Embraer held a news conference with a translator to make sure all the Chinese executives in the room could understand what was being said, and also to translate the comments of the Chinese executives for those who spoke English. I suspect that within a couple of years, the way things are going, we'll have aviation news conferences at NBAA conducted using headsets for simultaneous translation, like they do at the UN. But anyway, at least this news conference wasn't about an entire company being sold. Embraer was signing a firm order to sell 13 Legacy 650 executive jets to China's Minsheng Financial Leasing Company Limited. The first aircraft is expected to be delivered by the end of this year, with the remainder to be delivered within the next 5 years. In July, the two parties signed a memo of understanding for the purchase of up to 20 aircraft, ranging from entry-level to ultra-large executive jets. Ernie Edwards, president of Embraer Executive Jets, remarked, quote, "It's inspiring and encouraging to have this firm order for 13 Legacy 650s from Minsheng, marking a significant advancement, not only in terms of a partnership between the two parties, but also in terms of Embraer's business development in China. This deal demonstrates strong confidence in our Legacy 650 by Chinese industrial players and reaffirms Embraer's belief in this strong and promising market," unquote. Kong Lin Chen, chairman of Minsheng Financial Leasing, commented, quote, "The order for 13 Legacy 650s enhances our strategic cooperation with Embraer as one of the major initiatives for our company to be the top executive aviation leasing institution in Asia. We hold full confidence in the prospects for Embraer's Legacy 650 in the Chinese executive aviation market, which will surely attain increasing recognition from our customers here in China," unquote. The Legacy 650, which entered service in late 2010, is a recent addition to Embraer's executive jet family. With a range of 3,900 nautical miles with NBAA IFR reserves, it can carry 4 passengers nonstop from Beijing to Dubai, from Hong Kong to Adelaide, or from Dubai to London. The aircraft features the Honeywell Primus Elite Avionics Suite and offers three comfortable cabin zones that allow up to 14 passengers to work or rest in a spacious area. A fully equipped wet galley and the largest in-flight accessible baggage compartment in its class are other value-added features. The Legacy 650 also has Wi-Fi technology that makes it easier to transfer large files, stream videos, and make and receive calls via VoIP. A big story out of NBAA yesterday, but not necessarily a shock, was a joint announcement by Eclipse Aerospace and new partner Sikorsky that the Eclipse jet will be back in new aircraft production sometime in 2013. Eclipse Aerospace CEO Mason Holland was joined by Sikorsky Aircraft Corporation President Jeff Pino in making the announcement. Holland started it off by announcing that the all-new aircraft, to be marketed as the Eclipse 550, will add modern upgrades including enhanced and synthetic vision and auto throttles, part of a new avionics package sourced through Innovative Solutions and Support, and will retail for about $2.7 million. He added that some positions have already been sold, more will be sold during NBAA, and early position holders will be entitled to a freeze on the purchase price without adjustments for inflation before delivery, and $124,000 in normally optional equipment included in the base price. Holland also emphasized that the positions will be transferable. Pino, an Eclipse owner himself, said the airframes will be built in Poland by Sikorsky's Mielecz subsidiary. He said it was not yet decided whether that will involve moving Eclipse's friction stir welding tooling to Poland or whether the construction method would change. Holland added that the aircraft completion will remain in Albuquerque for the time being. Get more details as the story unfolds at aero-news.net. Still ahead, Gulfstream's Plane Connect HTM is powered by GE. For the second time in 2 weeks, Cessna announces a new jet. And some people lose their butts in Las Vegas. Better get a picture first. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Gulfstream has announced its new G650 will feature something it calls Plane Connect HTM for health and trend monitoring. It's software which can predict, sometimes well in advance, an aircraft system or part headed for failure. At NBAA this week, GE filled in some background, revealing that its own Integrated Vehicle Health Monitoring, or IVHM for short, powers Gulfstream's new system. GE Aviation Systems President and CEO Lorraine Bolsinger noted that GE has a proven track record with such technology in a variety of applications, including aircraft engines, military and commercial helicopters, and railway locomotives. Regarding the maturity of the company's technology, she added, quote, "We're really quite good," unquote. The techniques used in IVHM are migrating down market into business jets. Bolsinger continued, quote, "We are thrilled to be launching this new product and service with Gulfstream. Gulfstream is a leader in the business jet market by introducing new technology, innovation, and best-in-class product support. The IVHM technology will clearly be a differentiator for the G650 in the marketplace," unquote. GE was a pioneer in such technology 2 decades ago, introducing its Health and Usage Monitoring System, or HUMS, into the helicopter market in 1991. The company says it has processed data for more than 2 million flight hours in the years since. The new system requires no additional sensors on the airframe, but can be adapted to any existing aircraft design that uses a data bus to tie existing sensors into its instrumentation. Almost any aircraft with a glass cockpit could be a candidate. IVHM could produce meaningful savings on maintenance costs by allowing on-condition replacement of parts rather than at arbitrary TBO points. It can also allow operators to make even unexpected parts replacements a matter to be scheduled at convenience rather than interrupting a flight in progress. That'll provide even more savings due to reduced downtime. IVHM can use any of a number of available data channels to downlink to a ground support network and includes artificial intelligence, which determines the urgency with which a developing fault should be reported. If the first indication of an evolving condition occurs during a flight through a geographic location where a data service has marginal bandwidth or excessive cost, faults which won't be a safety of flight issue for days or weeks will be held until the aircraft is back within range of Wi-Fi or other appropriate channels. The Gulfstream G650 is expected to enter service in 2012. GE's two contracts with Gulfstream cover both support of PlaneConnect HTM and the more advanced prognostic software for the forecasting of maintenance events. For the second time in just 14 days, Cessna Aircraft Company has introduced a new airplane. Plans for the new Citation Latitude midsize business jet were unveiled yesterday morning at NBAA. It was just 2 weeks ago, on September 26th, that the company launched the Citation M2 light business jet. The Citation Latitude promises space for a crew of two plus up to eight passengers, features Garmin G5000 avionics, and has a clean sheet 84-inch fuselage for a 6-foot-high, flat-floor passenger cabin. Brad Thress, Cessna's Senior VP for Business Jets, may have erred just a touch on the hyperbolic side when he called the Latitude, quote, a game-changer for the midsize segment, offering the payload, speed, and range the market requires with an unmatched cabin experience at this price point, unquote. Positioned between the Citation XLS Plus and the Sovereign in Cessna's product line, the Citation Latitude offers a full fuel payload of 1,000 pounds, max cruise speed of 442 knots true, and a range of 2,000 nautical miles. MSRP is $14.9 million. Cessna has a mock-up on display at its exhibit at NBAA. Hawker Beechcraft President and CEO Bill Boyster had a pointed message for the Obama administration during his remarks at a news conference at NBAA this week. He said policies that have a direct negative impact on what is arguably the strongest export sector for U.S. manufacturing are counterproductive. Boyster added that the administration had been informed of the impacts his policies are having on the domestic aircraft manufacturing industry, and with the recently announced policies still unfavorable to aviation companies, quote, we must assume it's intentional. We are approaching it with new resolve, unquote. In product updates, Boyster said the Hawker AT-6 light attack aircraft program is progressing with testing using most airdropped NATO weapons. Executive VP Sean Vick announced that the Hawker 200 remains on track and that the company will petition the FAA to allow FAR Part 135 charter operators to use the Hawker 800XP, 800XPR, 850XP, and 900XP to conduct extended overwater operations such as San Francisco to Hawaii without requiring ETOPS approval. The company also announced the completion of avionics certification for the Hawker 400, a three-display ProLine 4 to ProLine 21 upgrade for the Hawker Beechjet 400, replaces the existing ProLine 4 displays, and upgrades the flight management system to FMS 6100. And finally today, the exhibit floor at NBAA is filled with companies trying to one-up each other in the attention-getting department. But there is a low-key promotion going on at the JetWorks Air Center that will probably draw more attention than some of the two-story chrome towers with plush lounges. The company is showing videos of services it offers, including maintenance, interior completions, avionics upgrades, and paint. And if you drop by at no cost, the world-renowned original butt sketch company will, well, sketch your butt in just 2 minutes 30 seconds. JetWorks Air Center promises, quote, a frameable sketch of your butt to hang in your den or office. Lots of execs, including Bill Gates, have had one done to present to their favorite lady. Even more ladies have had one done to present to their beau. So get your butt in shape and go directly to the JetWorks Air Center in booth N6313, unquote. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get online and express order some t-shirts that say, I had my butt done at NBAA. That's the latest from Aero News. I'll have more from NBAA tomorrow. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.